We're Talking Tech. I'm Jack Terry. Today on Talking Tech, we'll be looking at the Chang'e 1, China's space station, due to crash into the Earth in a matter of weeks. Chang'e 1 was launched in 2011 as part of Chinese ambitions to become one of the global leaders in space technology and affirm its superpower status in the new space race, competing against the likes of Elon Musk's SpaceX. It was referred to as the Heavenly Palace by China's space agency and conducted successful missions, including some with astronauts. The station has been heading directly for the Earth's atmosphere since 2016 and is believed to enter in early April. It is the first operational component of the Chang'e program, which has been continued with Chang'e 2, which is the only other active space station besides the International Space Station. As technology improves, it could soon be feasible to safely return stations back to Earth, thus greatly decreasing both the economic and environmental cost. However, now Chang'e 1 is plummeting towards Earth, where it will break apart as it hits our atmosphere. There is a very small chance that some debris will break through and make impact, but scientists have struggled to pinpoint exactly where the debris will land. However, the impact radius should only be a few hundred kilometers. But if this does happen, it could be very bad news, as the debris could be toxic, due to a highly corrosive substance called hydrazine being carried on board the space station. The module in question weighs 8.5 tons, but is estimated to be hugely reduced in mass due to the temperature of our atmosphere. The odds of someone being hit by the debris is roughly 100 times smaller than winning the lottery. In history, only one person has ever been hit by falling debris from man-made spacecraft. We're Talking Tech. I'm Jack Terry.